This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Lucy May. For two nights only this week, the acclaimed Dance Theater of Harlem performs downtown at the Aronoff Center for the Arts. Founded at the height of the Civil Rights Movement, the company performs classic, neoclassical, and contemporary works with an eye towards celebrating Black culture. Joining me to discuss this week's performances and the message behind them is Dance Theater of Harlem company artist Derek Brockington. Welcome, Derek.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
We're happy you're here. Cincinnati Arts Association is a financial supporter of Cincinnati Public Radio, and this segment is recorded, so we can't take your calls right now. Derek, I want to start by talking with you about this tour. I understand this is the longest in-person tour the company's been on since the start of the pandemic. What's that been like?
It's been really incredible. We've been able to go to some really nice places so far. We have gone to Walnut Creek, California. We've been to Portland, Oregon. We were in Park City, Utah. And now, right now, we're in Salt Lake City. And we're here for a week doing a program with Ballet West, one of the premier ballet companies out here. So we're sharing a program with them. We'll go to Cincinnati for a few days. And then some of us, the company, will actually split up. And we'll go to Houston Ballet, and the rest will go to Michigan and Tallahassee. So we're really all over the place. It's been really a good time. I've been having fun. The audiences have been amazing. And it's just really nice to kind of be back out on the road and seeing people's faces again and having that energy.
Yeah. How did you all keep performing virtually when you couldn't perform in person?
Well, you know, it was a challenge. We had to do some rearranging in our living rooms to be able to make some of this work. But we were taking ballet class in our living rooms, doing rehearsals. One of the ways that we tried to stay active was creating videos for the public and using what we've had to continue to inspire. One of the big projects that we did was Dancing Through Harlem, and that was something that I helped create with my roommate using work from our resident choreographer, Robert Garland, Newbach. We are dancing through the streets of Harlem, and it really offered us an opportunity to be able to perform, even if it was over video, but it was a way for people to still see us and see what we were doing and have that inspiration for them. And I really have valued all the work that we've been able to do over video, because it has forced us to look at dance in a different way. And while there's nothing that quite compares to live performance, it's been really interesting to see what we can do with film and video. Hmm.
You mentioned Robert Garland, and I've seen him quoted as saying that Dance Theater of Harlem is committed to speaking to our community through dance. Can you talk to us a little bit about, you know, how the company does that?
Absolutely. I think that Dance Theater of Harlem has such a specific place in our culture because we can tell stories that maybe haven't been told before. We have the ability to reach a broader range of people who may not have been able to see themselves represented before. And I love that about this place that I'm able to dance for, is that there was not this representation that I was able to see when I was growing up. And the fact that we're able to give that to others and really be something that people can see themselves on stage is so important. And I really have been able to dive into what that means of being the representation for someone else. It's just something that we have to continue to do. It's not something that we can kind of put on the back burner. There will constantly be someone who needs to see their own self represented on that stage. And I think that that's one of the most important things about Dance Theater of Harlem. Mm.
And talk to us a little bit more about the history of the company. I mentioned that it was founded at the height of the Civil Rights Movement. Can you tell us a little bit more about Harlem Dance Theater and the history?
Yeah, absolutely. The Dance Theater of Harlem was founded in 1969 by Arthur Mitchell, when he was a principal dancer with the New York City Ballet, and he was actually on his way to Brazil to start a company there. When
Martin Luther King was assassinated,
He turned himself around and said, I need to do something here. I need to do something in my home. What can I do for this community that I'm from in Harlem? And so that was the beginning of Dance Theater of Harlem. It started out as a school. He had only a few students at first. And then within the first two months, he had 400 students. Wow. Because there was such a urge, there was such a need for this this art form. I suppose there was this, there's so many things about ballet that we can apply into our lives: discipline, determination, just a willingness to move forward. And he saw that need in the community, and that was then fulfilled by people. He would have the windows open of the studios. It was actually just started in the basement of a church people would come, and he'd have the windows open, and he would just keep telling people to come over, and they would, and it just truly grew and grew and grew. And then the company came out of that, and the company first had their first performance in 1971. It's been amazing to see how fast the company grew because of the need for it in Harlem. And he was very close with George Balanchine, the founder of New York City Ballet. And So they were able to work together a lot on the ballets that George Balanchine had, and just incorporating that into the Dance Theater of Harlem repertoire.
And I understand you have a Cincinnati connection. You have performed with the Cincinnati Ballet, haven't you?
Yes, I was in the second company of Cincinnati for 2 years.
Wow. What makes this Dance Theater of Harlem different from Cincinnati Ballet or other ballet companies?
Well, Dance Theater of Harlem is very different from other companies. We have a slightly smaller company. There's about 18 of us, but that allows us to be able to tour and be able to go out and see and have everyone see us. And I mean that by we use a lot of our opportunities for touring as ability to education as well. We have lecture demonstrations also inside ballet with Dance Theater of Harlem. These are often school shows, but we have schools from around whatever area that we're touring to come, and we'll do bar and center and teach them about ballet. And so oftentimes we are their first introduction to ballet. And we also do sections of our rep that we'll often do in the evening at our evening show, so that they have the ability to see classical or contemporary and modern dance. They have the ability to see what a tendu is, or how you use your arms, how you hold yourself. And it's really, it's been so amazing to see these kids light up because they've never seen this before. If they had, they hadn't seen people who look like them do it before. So they actually get this inspiration, and they'll oftentimes ask their parents afterwards, can we come to the show, or can I enroll in dance classes? Mm-hmm. And we get to see that actually right in front of us. And that's what I love. But we also get to go out into schools and teach master classes. So we really do take the time while we're in these cities performing to go out into the community and give back. And hopefully that resonates. I really have enjoyed that about the work that we do.
And what will audiences be seeing during these performances at the Aronoff?
The ballets in the program are really exciting. It's a really dynamic program as well. We have Higher Ground, choreographed by Robert Garland, which is set to music by Stevie Wonder. Mm. We have Odalisque Variations from Les Corsaires, which is three ladies set by our company artist, Dylan Santos. And then we have This Bitter Earth, a pas de deux by Christopher Wheeldon, and Balmook, by Annabelle Lopez Ochoa, which is just really fun, exciting, and definitely gets you thinking.
Wow, that sounds like quite a program. Or what's it going to feel like to come back to Cincinnati, do you think, to perform after being in the Cincinnati Ballet?
I'm really excited. I have a lot of friends in the company still. And when I was there, I was able to meet a lot of members of the community. And I enjoyed my time there a lot. So I'm excited to go back and see everyone and have them see the performance. And I had such a great time in Cincinnati, and they were able to help me grow and mature into a really well-rounded dancer. And so I'm happy to be able to go back and say hi again and show them everything that we've been working on. Mm.
Dance Theater of Harlem performs at 7:30 p.m. both Tuesday, May 17th and Wednesday, May 18th at the Aronoff Center's Procter & Gamble Hall. I've been talking with Dance Theater of Harlem company artist Derek Brockington. Thanks so much for being here, Derek.
Of course. Thank you again. I've had a really nice time.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Nick Swartzel is assistant producer. Derek Smith is technical director. Rob Fetters composed our theme music. I'm Lucy May.